Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Joe Levender. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed off on a new law that aims to protect children online. That measure was one that both Apple and Google oppose. Joe, let's start by looking at what the law is. What does it do?
Hi there. Thanks for having me. So this law focuses on app stores. So the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store if you have an Android device. And it requires these app store operators to verify their users' ages. And if a user's a minor, then the store would need to get his or her parents' permission before that user can download an app or complete an in-app purchase.
Okay, that seems to make sense logically, but Bloomberg reports that Apple CEO went as far as to personally call the governor. What can you tell us about that?
That's right, yes. So, you know, app store operators worry that this bill and ones like it in states like Utah would require users to share an excessive amount of personal data. And then it's also a lot of work and responsibility for these operators. You know, suddenly they have to figure out a way to verify a user's age, whether that's collecting government IDs or some other method. And then they have to actually collect that data and keep it safe. So it's also, you know, it could be vulnerable to data breaches. So, you know, it's a lot for operators, and you know, both sent fleets of lobbyists to Austin this year as well to try to influence the legislature away from these this bill.
But app operators, I mean, they've had to verify things before to a lesser extent. You know, in California, when you go into a winery website, you have to click that you're over 18 or over 21 or can you buy this, and you say yes, and everything's fine. Now we know that that's not very, you know, protective, but, you know, there's got to be something kind of like that.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, and we're all used to carrying around government IDs. So, you know, there are ways to do this. But we, you know, when it comes to doing this online, as you said, it's easy to just kind of go in and say, yes, I'm over 21. And so this law requires something a little bit more strict than that. And, you know, we've seen a similar bill in Texas last session. The state attempted to ban online, require age verification for online pornography sites. A trade group ended up challenging that, and that's now before the Supreme Court. But, you know, in the meantime, they've just kind of pulled out of the state entirely. So, you know, we've definitely seen, you know, some resistance to actually figuring out ways to enforce these.
You mentioned this. There's a similar law like this in Utah, and I assume that one is being challenge in courts?
You know, I haven't followed that bill as closely, so I can't really speak to that.
Okay. But obviously, you know, every time you try to do something like this, a lot of it gets, you know, trapped in the legal system.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You know, we we've seen, you know, there's a number of tech-related bills in this legislative session, and you know, there's been no shortage of legal challenges to similar attempts to, you know, require age verification or other sort of data collection.
Do the makers of some of these social media apps, are they not have the pull or the gravitas that, like, say, Apple and Google does to come out against these, or are they just hoping that Apple and Google will argue for them?
Well, you know, actual apps, they want app stores to have to be the ones to verify, because, you know, then this isn't a responsibility that falls on them. Recently, Evan Spiegel, the CEO of Snap, wrote an op-ed saying that, you know, he feels that app stores sit at the gateway of the digital world. And so it makes more sense to have them enforce this, you know, metaphorical age gate than each app individually having to collect this data. So, you know, Snap, Meta, they don't necessarily mind this.
It is so confusing, and I'm sure we are, you know, far from the end of any of this debate. Joe, thanks so much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Joe Levender. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. It comes at you at 8 a.m.